KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, if you've taken any time to go to KLYT.fm, hopefully you've seen the trailer for Truth Rising, an upcoming documentary collaboration between Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, hosted by John Stonestreet of the Colson Center and Oz Guinness. So really looking forward to this. It's coming out September 5th. Let's bring in someone who can tell us much more about this upcoming documentary that should have a great impact, not only in America, but, you know, wow, we hope to see worldwide impact with the content, because I know a lot of the guests that will be on the documentary are worldwide crew. So let's welcome into the broadcast Jim Daly, host of Focus on the Family. Jim, we so much appreciate you taking the time.
Steve, great to be with you. I love all our friends down in Albuquerque, just south of us here in Colorado Springs. So
yeah, hello to everyone. Just a quick trip down I-25.
That's right.
Actually, I was visiting with someone else recently from Focus on the Family and encouraging our listeners that are going that way through Colorado to make sure to take a Briargate exit? Does that sound right?
Yeah, Briargate Parkway is the exit name. But yeah, there's Focus on the Family signs on the freeway. Somehow they let us do that.
But a great stop for the family. I mean, my kids range from 26 to 40. And I remember my small children going down to Big Slide and, seeing the Wits End and the things happening at the Welcome Center at Focus on the Family. So we appreciate the hospitality extended not only to our audience, but everyone headed down through Colorado Springs on I-25. I mentioned Truth Rising, releasing on September 5th. And again, if you missed what I said, go check out that trailer. It's posted right there at the top of the homepage at klyt.fm. Jim, the film, it's going to be talking about the West being in decline, which may not be very much of a surprise to any of us. But what's the meaning when that's being brought up, the decline of the West?
Yeah, I think Oz Guinness, who's the great Irish statesman, thinker, theologian, social critic, and has such a wonderful accent, by the way. But Oz really does a great job setting up the development of Western civilization. And he's talking about what were the core foundational principles that really established the West. And it's something not to be ashamed of. And he talks extensively about the Judeo-Christian value system. Philippa Stroud, Baroness Philippa Stroud, who's from the UK, also mentions that, along with the former deputy prime minister in Australia, John Houston. And their comments are this, you know, it was this concept that all people are created in the image of God and deserve dignity. And that fundamental principle changed everything. And it brought dignity to women, dignity to children. And there were still many social ills that the West struggled with, whether it was slavery or child labor laws. We get that. But over time, there was corrective actions that took place, mostly rooted in biblical truth. And so we're excited. I think what Oz would say is that we're at a inflection point, either to remake ourselves, go into decline, or just be thrown on the dust heap of history like the Roman Empire or any other empire that led for so long.
So is the decline salvageable? I mean, when I think of the things that we see, even just here locally, we pray for things to change, and at very least pray for revival, but we've all read the end of the book.
It is. I think it is salvageable. And but as John Houston says in his comments throughout the documentary, the engines of democracy work, but the alternative fuels that we're putting into them right now are choking the engine. And he's referring to the woke thing, the DEI thing, the fact that we're trying to make democracy do something that democracy cannot do, and that's to look the other way, don't know what truth is, and try to apply principles that don't work into the public square. And I think that's the crux of the issue. And then how do we recapture? And this is what I love about Oz Guinness's portion of the film. He's saying, how do we look back at those things that were good and re-embrace those things? And it's going to take some time. But that's the whole concept of truth rising. And there's a number of speakers in there. Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who was a former Muslim, became an atheist, debated alongside Richard Dawkins and other atheists against Christianity, against religion. And then her story is so compelling. I mean, she was just empty after death threats, moving to the Netherlands, now living in the U.S. because of those death threats. And she realized that, like Islam, it's a religion of fear and conformity. And she said, I'm finally free, when she found Christ as Savior. That is the good news.
Now, maybe you've touched on this a little bit already, but in the movie, it makes the case, you know, about the civilization moment in the Western culture. Any more to the meaning of that?
Well, I think that's the inflection point that Oz is getting at. He calls it the civilizational moment, where you have to choose as a culture. We got to choose if we want to do something differently, which is what's being attempted right now. I think many politicians, if you recall, over the last couple of elections, talked about we need to remake America in a different way. And or you renew the original vision of what was intended to be good, with all the corrections that need to keep occurring. No country is perfect, but how do we keep improving upon the bedrock Judeo-Christian principles that help make America really strong and vibrant, lifting people up out of poverty and all those good things? And that's where we need to go.
It is so important to go back to, you know, often on this program, we'll have political conversations. We'll talk about what's going on in the Roundhouse in Santa Fe. And it's easy to get caught up in, you know, political discussions. And not to say we shouldn't have political discussions, but I try to rein in the listener, and even more so myself, to, you know, we need to remember the fix for this is Jesus and those biblical principles that you're talking about. I'm really looking forward to the listener taking the opportunity to walk through this, which, by the way, if you just tuned in, we're with Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, who's partnered with the Colson Center to create this new documentary coming out September 5th, Truth Rising, hosted by Oz Guinness and John Stone Street of the Colson Center. So the listeners that we, you know, we often give them a charge to be engaged in the culture and to be salt and light. What can our listeners, especially men and women of faith, do in the face of this crisis, the decline, what seems to be the decline of Western civilization?
Well, the point of the documentary is to encourage Christians to be up on the issues, not just political issues, but social issues, to be willing to talk about these things in public. And I think that's one of the great challenges we have right now. There's been kind of a social stigma attached to anybody that thinks differently than the herd. And this is encouraging Christians to look at, the second half of the film is looking at courageous Christians who one morning woke up, just ordinary folks like Jack Phillips, the baker here in Denver, or Chloe Cole, who was a gender transitioner. And then she woke up and said, "What am I doing to my body?" And she's got a powerful testimony. But they weren't looking to become spokespeople for the good in culture, but now they are. And how do we as Christians, right there in Albuquerque, how do we do things to speak up, to express our viewpoint, to give the Christian community a spine, not to denigrate anyone, no, to show love and grace and truth to people who need to hear it? And don't we need to hear that desperately in our culture today?
We've already touched a little bit on, whether or not this is something that can be reversed, to the decline of Western civilization, and what's the engine that would drive that? Well, getting back to biblical principles, and you know, when we bring up the word hope as a Christian, I guess you need to consider the context, because in a Christian context, I remind myself and others, it's not a whimsical thing. It's a confident expectation in the truth that we know. But when it comes to reversing what we see in the decline, is there, can we be that confident in seeing something happen on this side of heaven?
I think we can be confident in Christ, and that's where we need to, you know, sink our feet into the bedrock of who Jesus is, what he has told us about humanity, himself, salvation through Christ and Christ alone. But from that, there's many scriptures that talk about, you know, don't be in despair, fear not. And I think of, you think of the apostles. I mean, most of them were martyred, but they went to their death with such hope for the future of eternal life in Christ. And I think we need that attitude. I don't know that the, if you think of it as a sporting event, that the field matters. What really matters is being able to convince and persuade people that Jesus is who he said he was, and he has an incredible gift for you, and that's eternal life. And then along with that, I think cultures that build around those Judeo-Christian values, yeah, there's great hope. I think we're going to see that, Steve, when we look at the various states. And I'm, you know, I don't even mean this in political terms, but those states that embrace life, for example, and minimize eugenics and minimize euthanasia and treat children with respect and dignity because they are made in the image of God. I think those states are going to rise and flourish. The death states celebrate the killing of children, that celebrate euthanasia, that celebrate things that the Bible calls evil. I think what we're going to see is a continued downward spiral in human thriving. They will not be thriving in that environment. And I think we're going to see that on display. It doesn't mean that a state that does all those things good is going to be perfect. And sometimes we point out the, you know, those things that still need to be worked on. Let's just accept that. But is there life? Is there that feeling that, man, this is a good place to be? And I'm hoping that the whole country can embrace that at some point, that we are proud to live in the country that we live in, that there's dignity for everyone, and that we could move towards solutions. You know, think of this, Steve. Government's given one challenge in Scripture. I mean, it's a God-ordained institution, the government, along with family and church. But the one charge that they have by God is to restrain evil. I just wish they'd get back to that simple thing.
You know, before we go to a break, I want to throw out to you, well, almost after your comments, kind of the elephant in the room, New Mexico is as not life-affirming as any state. Our governor recently spent our tax dollars building is building an abortion clinic near the Texas border, spending $10 million on that to encourage those in Texas who can't get an abortion to come to New Mexico. And there's talk of another one in northern New Mexico to attract others. And for those that are doing the good work here, I mean, I have people on this show daily that from great organizations in New Mexico. And, you know, sometimes on the air, often off the air, we talk about, you know, sometimes growing a little weary and doing what's right, but how encouraging it is to have each other around, to lift up each other's arms and to do the work. But, you know, for those who are feeling that already in promoting truth, what words of encouragement would you have for them?
Yeah, one, I think Truth Rising is going to encourage you because you're going to see other stories. You know, there's about probably 10 to 12 stories in that documentary that are meant to encourage you to keep going and to be faithful in that call, to be engaged in the culture around you. You know, it looks overwhelming. You look at national politics, you watch cable news, and it looks like, oh my goodness, we're never going to get on top of these things again. Don't be so sure. I mean, right now we're seeing a great change in the culture in every sphere, politically, business, economics, etc. And I think the Lord is moving that pendulum back, which he can do, and enlightening and opening the eyes of the blind spiritually to say, okay, what is going on? It's one of the reasons I felt the documentary needed to be done 2 years ago. I was watching people like Bill Maher on YouTube clips, and I'm going, wow, is this guy really saying these things? Being critical of wokeism and the culture and making light of it as a humorist. And then others in the culture, Elon Musk saying, you know what, babies are a good thing. We need children. Or Jordan Peterson talking about the difference in gender. Let's just face the facts. Yeah, boys and girls are different, and that's a good thing. But, you know, again, the culture is fighting to obscure these things, to come up with some other definition for humanity. I think, tragically, the dehumanizing of babies has led to the most recent shooting there in Minneapolis. That person had, you know, mental issues, and we need to recognize that. But, you know, I think the clip I saw is that they were, you know, trans, and then they regretted that and did not want to be transgendered any longer. And that feeds right into some of the mental instability that's going on in the culture. Now, that's the kind of truth we got to talk about. Some people are going, oh, you can't say that. But you know what, everybody? We need to say that for their benefit. This young man may have been helped if we could have helped him sooner.
And that truth will be, you know, it'll be on display in the new documentary, Truth Rising. We're visiting with Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, partnering with the Colson Center and the documentary hosted by John Stone Street of the Colson Center. Also, Intellect Oz Guinness. Boy, that got my attention when I saw who was going to be a part of this. Jim, I have to tell you, I'm really looking forward to the release on September 5th. And if you missed it, the trailer's posted at klyt.fm on the homepage. We're going to take a quick break. Jim, can you stay with us?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to come back. And before the end of this, I want the listener to have real practical steps that they can plan on taking as we prepare for the release of the documentary Truth Rising. And there's more to come right after the release of the documentary. We'll get to that next on ABQ Connect. In the midst of a conversation with Jim Daly from Focus on the Family about the new documentary film presented by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, hosted by John Stone Street and Oz Guinness. And Jim, again, thanks for taking the time today. Really looking forward to hearing more about Truth Rising and plans that all of us can make as we prepare for the release on September 5th.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, truthrising.com is where people can sign up and they get the streaming of the documentary. And then there's a 4-part study we're going to do, and that's all free. And we just want people to, you know, kind of be ready intellectually, spiritually, for the battle that's going on around us spiritually.
So Jim, why did Focus on the Family partner with the Colson Center to make this film?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, John and the Colson Center, they lease here in the property at Focus on the Family. That was an easy phone call. I just had to walk down the hall. But with John, you know, when I look at it, we're waking up every day at Focus on the Family, trying to strengthen marriages, help people through crisis. We have counselors that can help people and to do a better job parenting and to save babies' lives. That's kind of what we're walking in every day to do at the core. And I thought, we need an expert who is actually engaged in the cultural discussions, seeing things through a biblical lens, et cetera. That's John Stone Street. That's what he does every day with Breakpoint. It's what his staff does. So I just called him and said, John, you know, this is what I'm thinking. Would you be willing to be a part of it? And he said, absolutely. And so then we engaged with Coldwater Media, who did the Truth Project, the former thing that Focus did, the documentary 20 years ago, and was very successful. I think we had 5 million people engage in the Truth Project. And so we called Jim as well and said, hey, we're doing this film. Can you help us? And they came back with a great treatment that people can see.
So as you know, we speak to the Christians listening to our discussion and discussion about the release of Truth Rising. Let's talk about how the body of Christ can be praying for this project. And, you know, God is a God of specificity. How can we specifically be lifting this project up?
I think first, pray for the global impact of this. Focus on the Family has 13 offices. We're reaching about 100, 120 countries every day with a Focus radio broadcast, or certainly podcasts, obviously now. So we have access to a lot of people, and this is the message we want the people to hear. So we have an office in Cairo, we have an office in China, we have an office in some of the most obscure places. And wouldn't it be awesome if those cultures open up to this? It is a global kind of perspective because we have a number of Europeans in here talking about Western civilization and, you know, thought leaders from around the the world. And I think one of the encouragements I would give your listeners is there is a growing group of intellectuals, academics, political leaders around the world who are recognizing we're at this inflection point or this civilizational moment like Oz talks about. It's an inspiring thing, and you're not alone as a Christian, and you're not alone as Christians there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with looking out and seeing all the stuff that you're having to deal with. There are many, many believers around the world who are willing to be there and to stand with us, and it's a growing number of stiffened Christian spines to say enough is enough. You're not going to mutilate our children any longer. You're not going to destroy their hopes and dreams. And I think that's what the film is going to do to inspire you. So that's the number one prayer, just for that impact around the world, for thought leaders to be changed, and for those that are already there to be given the encouragement and the commitment to continue to do that. And then locally, like in Albuquerque or here in Colorado Springs, around the country, that local Christians will be up on things. It's not a homework assignment. Don't see it that way. Just live your life. Like Jack Phillips, the baker in Denver, he was just doing his thing. And then somebody said, hey, you can't do that. You can't be Christian as a Christian baker. And they went all the way to the Supreme Court. His story's in there. Just be ready to deliver the message at the moment that God gives you. And I think if we can do that, he started with 12 disciples, everybody. And I think with a couple of billion Christians in the world, we can hopefully put a dent in the evil that's in this world right now.
Yeah. Amen. And as Jim mentioned, the way to join the team, be part of what's happening with the documentary Truth Rising, is to log on to the website at truthrising.com. You can watch the trailer, as I mentioned, well, I'm sure at truthrising.com, but remember, we've posted it for you at klyt.fm. We hope you're making regular visits there to go check it out. And in preparing the team, Jim, for those that, you know, may have people pushing back against it as it's being shared with others, and, you know, some may dismiss it as being alarmist. What would you equip them for in that conversation?
I would say that, especially within the church, and I know that some people feel this isn't the place for us to be, but I'm telling you, when people are injured, harmed emotionally, spiritually, physically, that is the role of the Christian. That's been the tradition of the Christian church since the beginning. I mean, we were the ones, the Christians, who created, saving babies from infanticide and abortion. They had abortion 2,000 years ago. And it was the Christian community that would scoop up those kids at the dump of Rome where that was occurring, and they would, in essence, adopt these children into their families. They did so much to create hospitals, hospices. I mean, so many great things that the Christian community did over the centuries to help the weakest among us. And that is the Christian call. So I don't think, other than ignorance, there's much excuse to say we aren't called to that anymore. You don't think the Christians that were doing that were in the face of the culture? Absolutely they were. Yet they stood boldly with grace and with loving hearts to say, you know what, we cannot treat children this way. And it took about 300, 400 years, but bang, it changed the Roman Empire. So think of that. If the Roman Empire could change because of the witness of committed, diligent Christians doing the gospel, the orthopraxy of Scripture, not just the orthodoxy, speaking the truth, but doing the truth, if we can reinvigorate that within the church, the world will be different.
Well, Jim, hopefully this conversation has got everyone's eyes on September 5th, ready for the release of Truth Rising. And we teased a little bit, both of us, about what's coming after that, the study being released this fall after the film premieres. What is the study going to be about? And can you help us, you know, how should we put the work with the study together and you know, either large, small groups? What can we expect?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the study. I don't want to do that, but it's just there are a four-part study. There are about 30 minutes of information. It's part video, part written dialogue and questions for the group or the individual. This thing is so versatile. You can do it by yourself at home or with your family, or you can do a small group at your church or a large group or online group, whatever it takes. We're hoping a lot of churches engage this. In the four-part study, there's actually 64 parts that we have slated. I don't know that we'll get to all 64 over the next couple of years, but we're kicking off with four parts, and that's truth, hope, identity, Is that not needed? And then calling. So truth, hope, identity, and calling. Those are the four-part study subjects that we're talking about so that Christians can better understand what is the Lord calling us to? And really, it's not comfort. You know, that bugs me too, everybody. The Lord's not saying, I'm going to give you a really easy, comfortable life. That's not the transaction here. You will have trouble in this world, is what he said. And I think it's time to be equipped, hopefully through Truth Rising and knowing the Word of God and applying the Word of God. And by doing so, not only will we be able to look back on our lives and say, this generation of Christians made a difference. But man, to go into heaven to say, Lord, thank you for my life. Thank you that you drew me out of a world that I didn't know you and placed me back in a world to proclaim your truth. That's a beautiful place to be.
Amen. Well, Jim, I want to throw it back to you one more time. I don't want to leave anything left unsaid as we put a bow on the conversation. Anything else you'd want to make sure the KLYT listener is aware of pertaining to Truth Rising? And actually, I want to give you an opportunity to address and remember the founder at Focus on the Family, James Dobson, who recently went home to receive his heavenly reward.
Well, I'll start with that. I mean, what an amazing life that he led and the foundation he laid at Focus on the Family, we're still building upon. And it's great to see the work of the Lord still honoring that initial contribution. And Dr. Dobson, you know, he would say, this ministry doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the Lord. And I say the same thing. I mean, I'm gonna wrap up here too at some point. I'm 64, so my transition is somewhere around the corner. And, you know, when you look at those things, I have seen and felt the Lord's immense protection with Focus on the Family. And that all started with Dr. Dobson's commitment to what was right. I mean, he embodies the Truth Rising culture and content. And so for sure, we're a beneficiary as an organization that he founded this in 1977 out of his professional work at USC School of Medicine as a PhD in child development, his heart for the family, because he knew God's heart was for the family. And we have continued that tradition, and I hope that it resonates with the community of believers today. And then with the future of Truth Rising, I mean, again, just impact. Numbers are not, it's going out for free, so we're not looking, the revenue's not the issue at all. It's the number of people that will be moved to engage and to be equipped and to be intellectually ready and spiritually ready to be bold for Christ in this moment, because that is what will renew the culture.
Outstanding. Jim, thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
And, you know, as Jim mentioned, this project is going out for free to the consumer, to those who are going to be consuming it. But there's a cost to putting projects like this together. And when you see the quality of it, we would encourage you to prayerfully consider your support of programs like Focus on the Family. Go to focusonthefamily.com. And a reminder, you can go to klyt.fm. Just click on the schedule there. All of our shows are posted there. Click on any of the shows. It'll take you to their ministry where you can financially support them. You're telling them that you want more of that in our community. And they are being good stewards of the resources given to them to decide where they're going to air their content all over the country and all over the world. So we'd encourage you to do that. And we thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.